KQED.
Just as the nation's attention is focused on that surge of young migrants coming north across the Mexican border, a group of California parents, most of them college students, is heading south toward the border through the Central Valley. They're walking more than 300 miles to urge the federal government to treat the migrant children with more compassion. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca caught up with them Tuesday in rural Tulare County.
Spending nearly a month walking 15 miles a day in temperatures that frequently top 100 degrees isn't something to take lightly. But Valeska Castaneda, a young mom and a UC Berkeley student, says her grassroots group of parents chose a summertime route through the Central Valley heat as a way to show solidarity with migrant kids crossing the border.
We travel in worse conditions than this just to try and escape the crimes and the wars that are going on in their country to offer their family a better life.
Castaneda says she was moved to organize the walk when she read about a young girl from Ecuador about her daughter's age who was traveling alone to the U.S.-Mexico border and hung herself after she was captured by authorities.
We decided that we were going to walk. You know, as mothers, we had enough.
The group of two dozen parents and some children started out last week in Merced. Jorge Monroy, a young father from L.A. who's undocumented, says he appreciates the encouragement he's getting in rural communities along the route.
When they come to us with food, with water, and they shelter us, it just makes me feel that we are still human beings and we are contributing, you know, within our community.
The group plans to reach the border August 16th. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Tulare County.
Un paso más.
One more step.
Un paso más.
Un paso más.